If you thought education was expensive, try ignorance. Now, that's a quote that I heard from one of my property educators a few years ago, but it always struck a chord with me because I realised that actually my ignorance had caused me quite a lot of expensive problems. I don't know if you can relate to that. Perhaps you've been investing in property for a while, or maybe you've only just started, but it might be that you yourself don't feel that you're making much progress at the moment. And, you know, many people can relate to that. This year, as you might well be aware, I've been a pretty busy bee. I've been fighting for the removal of council tax on HMO rooms. So this has taken me away from some of the other business activities that I normally and ordinarily would have been carrying out. But the funny thing is that I still get inquiries from many, many people all the time asking, Wendy, please would you put on a course? Please would you help me invest in HMOs? And where I can, I try and give my time for free to really help people to find out what the practical next step is for them. In fact, one of my students once said to me, the great thing about you, Wendy, is you're very pragmatic. You give us down-to-earth, actionable actions that we can do in a week, in a fortnight, in a month, and we can see results. And ultimately, that's what I want for you, is I want for you to get results. There's no point investing in property. There's no point investing in education. There's no point putting your time into this unless it's actually achieving what you want it to. Now, what would be a great result for you? Are you looking to get your first HMO or rent-to-rent or serviced accommodation up and running in the next 3 months? Maybe you want to find an investor who can help you to angel finance some of your developments. Maybe you've already got a couple of buy-to-lets and you're thinking about turning one of them into an HMO. Or possibly you might be looking at buying a ready-made HMO that just needs a little bit of kind of TLC to bring it up to a good standard. If it's any of those strategies that you're looking at right now and you're weighing up and wondering whether now is the right time to do it, I'd like to invite you onto a free one-day training event that I'm holding online on the 12th of November. So in just over a week's time, you can join me for a whole day, starting at 9:30 in the morning and finishing about 4 in the afternoon. And we'll be looking at all of these different strategies in detail. In fact, I will be going through my 5-step system, which I created actually to help me invest in HMOs. Because believe it or not, when you start to invest in HMOs, you realise there's a lot of different levels that you need to understand. So we'll be covering finding it, how to find your perfect area for investing and the right property to invest in. We'll be looking at funding it. What kind of options are there for you? What are the creative strategies that people use to be able to fund and put money down on an HMO? Filling it, how to fill your rooms with the right kind of tenants. Finishing it, how to make sure that your property is turned out to the correct standards so it meets building regs and housing standards. And future-proofing it, how to make sure that you do not have to run your HMO, but you can get somebody else to do it or even a team of people to do it for you. Because what you want to be doing is focusing on the deals and the money. That's the way to scale your business and not just make £1,000 a month from an HMO, but make £5,000 a month from 5 or 6 HMOs. So on my one-day training course, I'm going to go into detail about this. I'm not just here to hard sell you up onto the next stage. Yes, if you want to work with me, if you believe you can get results by working with me, yes, I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to find out whether my next program might be right for you. But you might not have ever worked with me before. You've perhaps listened to my podcast, you've heard some of the things that I say, but maybe now you feel that you'd like to launch in and learn a little bit more. So this one-day event on the 12th of November will give you the opportunity to do just that. It'll give you the opportunity to ask questions. You can ask questions about energy prices. How do we manage those in HMOs? Mortgage rates, now that we've just found out that the Bank of England has just raised the base interest rate today. All of those questions that you might have about how to start investing in HMOs in this particular climate. What does it mean for you? Is it the right time for you? And how can you do it? And the question I would want to ask almost even before any of these questions get answered is why? Why do you want to do this? What is it in your life that you'd like to see changed? And for me, when I think back to when I started investing in HMOs, I was in a busy job. It was part-time because I was working part-time because I had a young family, but I found that I was juggling so many different priorities. Every single week I felt overwhelmed with the amount that I had to do. And one of the key reasons was I didn't have enough time. I wanted to get out of my job and to have a residual form of income, which meant that I didn't have to swap my time for money. That was the problem. That was the trap that I found myself in. And after learning about HMOs, I realized that this was the asset class that was going to get me out of my job. And within 2.5 years, I had left my well-paid job to be able to focus full-time on property. Well, that is when I wasn't changing nappies and doing other motherly kind of stuff. And I wonder if for you, that's a key priority in the next 3 years, that you too would like to give up your job. In fact, I've had clients over the last few years who, frankly, have way exceeded any targets that I've set them. They've been able to give up their job within 18 months because of the income they've been able to create from HMOs. Back then, you see, I didn't really know about rent to rent. I didn't really understand about lease options or other creative strategies to be able to raise money from investors. Now, knowing everything that I know, I can share this with you and teach it to you and create an action plan for you to go out and do this. Maybe it's that you actually want a legacy for your family. That was very important to me. I wanted to create something that my 4 boys could inherit, that when I was long gone, they would have something that was like a legacy. It was something I could hand down to them. And I wanted to be able to give them something that would be meaningful and that would last well into many different generations. I also love the idea of more holidays, frankly. And since becoming financially free through HMOs, I have to say I've travelled all over the world and it's been fantastic. Not only would I have not had the time to do that in my previous job, but I don't think I would have had the spare money. Certainly, if I had had any spare money, I might have been more cautious and wanted to put it into savings. But knowing what I know about property and how the property market works, I actually feel very, very differently now about money. I've got a completely different money mindset. If I need to make money or I want to earn money or I set my goals for the following year to be a stretch goal in terms of what I want to make, I know how to do it. I have a system. I have a method by which I can simply say to myself, right, next year I want to earn another 100 grand. This is how I'm going to do it. And I know I can make it happen. If you're not in the place where you know how you can make it happen, I'd really urge you to come along to my event on the 12th of November. Now, the link to join is in the podcast notes. So please look at your podcast notes and see the URL, and it will take you to a very simple landing page. All I'm asking for is your name, address, and telephone number so that one of my team can call you and confirm the details of the course and make sure that you can come along for that particular day. I'd love to see you there. I'd love to be able to answer your questions about HMOs, to understand how you can get started, and to see if this is the right strategy for you. Because it might be that I would say to you, actually, you need to go and get some more information and knowledge first, because it's not a beginner strategy. On the other hand, if you've been dabbling in property for a while and are just feeling a bit frustrated about your returns and perhaps feel that you want something that's going to stretch you, maybe you're starting to think about 2023. You might be thinking about how you can utilize the funds in your bank account to go further. You might be thinking about how you can use the money in your pension to work harder for you. The great thing about HMOs is the flexibility and the possibilities that they bring. Now, you will know as much as anybody how much I dislike regulation and legislation. And yet it's important that you understand legislation that relates to HMOs. But I'm the first one to fight whenever somebody introduces some new rule or regulation, unless it's to do with safety. I actually think that is quite important. But there are many rules and regulations that you have to be able to maintain if you're going to run a successful HMO portfolio. So I'll share those with you as well. But listen, don't worry, I'm not going to go heavy-handed on that because you want this to be a fun and engaging day. So if you decide that this is a day that would really suit you and be exactly what you're looking for and be right up your street, then please don't hesitate to book yourself on right now. I am not charging for this particular day because I wanted to open up to people who are really kind of trying to dip their toe in the water. And if you're the kind of person who's thinking about investing in HMOs but are just not too sure about whether this is right for you, then I'd love you to come along. On the other hand, you might be the sort of person who actually has already done some training on HMOs but just hasn't got going. Something's holding you back. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's money. Those tend to be the three main reasons, in my view, why people get held back investing in HMOs. Maybe I can help you by busting some of the myths that might be kind of circulating around your mind, and also giving you a dose of reality about what it's really like to run a portfolio of highly profitable HMOs. Some of it is fantastic, but some of it is not so fantastic. And I'm going to share with you some of those realities as well. HMOs are an asset class which are unique in the UK, well, really in England and Wales. And there are things that you need to know as an investor to make them work for you. I'm here to help you make them work for you. And whether you're going to be making £800, £1,500 or £1,800 from your HMO every month, what I want is to help you make those results stick, to make those results long-term and to future-proof your portfolio so that you look back and think, that was the best thing I ever did investing in HMOs in 2022. So please book yourself on the training. It's a whole day starting at 9:30 in the morning. We'll have a break for lunch and then we're going to go right through till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm going to offer you a free gift if you come along to the training, because when I offer something for free, not everybody wants to turn up because they don't see the value in it. But if you're going to come along to this HMO training, then I would really like to offer you something which is going to stick with you and make you think about doing this and wanting to take action. But I'm not going to tell you right now what that free gift is. It's not because I don't know what it is, but I want you to book on first and then I will reveal to you what the free gift will be. So please make sure that you book on. Please make sure that you take that time now to commit to the 12th of November, starting at 9:30. Please come along. I'll give you lots and lots and lots of answers, lots of times to ask questions. It's going to be lively. It's going to be fun. It's going to be energetic. So come along on the 12th of November. I look forward to seeing you there and I can't wait to help you start investing in HMOs.